Hi there. You know, there are a lot of expressions in English to talk about people's appearance. And on this episode, I'm going to look at three expressions that deal with one specific aspect of people's appearance, namely beauty. Ah, now I have your attention, don't I? Here's the first one. It's an interesting one that is, kind of philosophical. It's, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This beholder, of course, is the person who beholds, or does the looking. This means that people have different ideas about beauty. What may be beautiful to one person might even look ugly to someone else. When do we say this expression? Well, if you see, for example, a beautiful female dating an ugly guy and your friend says, "What does she see in that guy?" You could say, "Ah, beauty is in the eye of the beholder." I added that, just so I could seem more philosophical. Did it work? Maybe not. So, in the last example, the woman sees something in the man that my friend doesn't see. Right, and, the ugly guy is probably really rich too, right? Oh, I know, that's just a stereotype, I know. Okay, how did this phrase originate? Many websites claim that this idea can be traced back to ancient Greece. Some sites have even said it came from the famous Greek philosopher Plato. However, other sites I check strongly disagree with that idea and say it's a mistake, noting that Plato actually stated that beauty is objective, not subjective. Now, this is what the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy says about it, and I'm quoting here, "Though Plato and Aristotle disagree on what beauty is, they both regard it as objective in the sense that it is not localized in the response of the beholder." Who was that guy? So, what Plato and the other guy believed was that beauty is not in the eye of the beholder. Notice how I refer to Aristotle as that other guy? Now, while there appears to be some debate about the connection between the phrase "beauty is in the eye of the beholder" and ancient Greece, many websites, such as idiomorigins.org, agree that the phrase "beauty is in the eye of the beholder," as written in English, might have come from the Irish writer Margaret Hungerford in her 1878 novel called Molly Bawn. All right, moving along to the second beauty phrase of this episode, it's a proverb about how there are more important things than physical beauty, like personality. The proverb is, "Beauty is only skin deep." Your skin isn't very deep, right? It's easy to pinch. Ow. So, the skin is kind of shallow, superficial. It might be used as a comment on a person, for example. Let's say that a very attractive man or woman is not a very nice person. You might say, "Well, beauty is only skin deep." There, you mean that the person's physical beauty doesn't sink down to influence their character. Another way of saying that is their personality is not pretty. It might be a warning, too. A guy might say, "Wow, I'd love to date that super attractive woman." His friend might say, "Be careful. Beauty is only skin deep." It's kind of like, don't judge a book by its cover. A little bit like that. Anyway, so, why do we say this proverb? There appears to be a lot of agreement over the origin of this one. Apparently, it first appeared in the work of a British poet named Sir Thomas Overbury in 1613 in a poem called A Wife. There's an interesting but very long story about how that poem led to Overbury's death, but it's too long and complicated for this podcast. I guess the moral is, be careful of the poems you write and the podcast. No. Now, here's the third expression about beauty for this episode. This one is much more modern than the other two. It's eye candy. If a woman or a man is eye candy, they are sweet to the eye, right? Beautiful, in other words. However, there's also a negative side to this term. It also suggests that while the person is beautiful, he or she may not be very interesting or smart. So it's kind of a compliment and a criticism at the same time, I suppose. Pleasing to the eye, yes, but not to the brain. This expression is believed to have started in the United States less than 50 years ago, in 1978. According to a website called vocabulary.com, the earliest use of eye candy can be found in a review in 1978, where a TV reviewer criticized the show Three's Company. If you're old enough like me, you might remember that show featured a man who pretended to be gay with two female roommates. As vocabulary.com notes, the TV critic apparently said Three's Company had no lasting value despite being pretty to look at, adding it was just eye candy. Here you'll see eye candy is used to refer to a thing, a TV show, not a person. So yes, you can call something that looks good but has no other real value eye candy. The website edimonline.com says that eye candy is based on a metaphor, that is candy, that is found in an earlier term, still kind of used, I think, nose candy, which refers to the drug cocaine. According to the various sites I checked about the origin of nose candy, it likely started being used in the 1920s or 30s. Now, before we leave the candy shop, I should point out that there's another expression with a different body part. This one is ear candy, which is used to talk about music with a pleasing melody. Several sources, including the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, say it may have begun with a record of the same name, ear candy, by the American singer Helen Reddy in 1977. Time now to do a quick review. The first idiom about beauty I discussed was beauty is in the eye of the beholder, meaning that different people have different ideas about what exactly is beautiful. The second expression was beauty is only skin deep, meaning that beauty is not as important as personality, and just because a person is pretty on the outside doesn't mean they are pretty on the inside. And lastly, I discussed a much newer term, eye candy. If you say someone is eye candy, you're saying they're beautiful, but perhaps not very interesting or intelligent. There's also ear candy and foot candy. Nah, I just made that one up about foot candy. Candy and feet don't go very well together.
What's going on?
Well, that's all for this show. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Zapsplat.com for the ear candy I use on my podcast episodes. Take care, and hope to talk to you next time.